You're listening to the Voice of American Częstochowa, the broadcast from the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa, Doylestown, Pennsylvania. This is Father Timothy Tarnacki. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ. In today's program, you will be able to hear a meditation on Sunday Gospel, as well as information about our shrine. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable. Can a blind person guide a blind person? Will not both fall into a pit? No disciple is superior to the teacher, but when fully trained, every disciple will be like his teacher. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me remove that splinter in your eye," when you do not even notice the wooden beam in your own eye? You hypocrite! Remove the wooden beam from your eye first, then you will see clearly to remove the splinter in your brother's eye. A good tree does not bear rotten fruit, nor does a rotten tree bear good fruit. For every tree is known by its own fruit. For people do not pick figs from thorn bushes, nor do they gather grapes from brambles. A good person, out of the store of goodness in his heart, produces good, but an evil person, out of a store of evil, produces evil. For from the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks. Brothers and sisters, have we ever really examined what do we really talk about during the day? We say so many things. Today's readings tell us that speech reveals who we really are. Jesus says, from the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks. So what do we say during the day? How much time during the day do we talk about others? How often do we criticize others, judge them, or gossip? How much time during the day we like to complain about the weather, about other people, about the things around us, the society, politics, government, the church? We concentrate on the faults of our neighbors. We delight in pointing out their failures. And this really tells us a lot about ourselves, who we really are. Jesus says, why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me remove that splinter in your eye," when you do not even notice the wooden beam in your own eye? You hypocrite! It is psychologically proven that very often the things that annoy us in others are our deepest problems. We hate them about ourselves, so that's why we complain about others about those things, or we criticize them for it. Because the more I put someone else down, the more elevated I feel. Brothers and sisters, we are about to start the season of Lent. It's really the preparation not only for the Passion of Jesus and for the Resurrection, but also for the baptism, for the baptismal promises that we'll renew during the Paschal Vigil. That's what the Church teaches us, that that's really the essence of this time, to celebrate our baptism. So the baptism signifies new life in Jesus Christ. Just the fact that Jesus will rise from death during Easter doesn't give us much, unless we also become new men, that we rise with Jesus. and baptism and renewal of baptismal promises is the symbol of that. So Lent is a time of changing your heart, of becoming a new man. So how can we do that? If we want to bring good fruit, we have to be rooted in Jesus, be in contact with Him, trusting in Him, filling our hearts with Him, and turning to Him. We have to turn to Jesus in everything that we do. Maybe turn to Him in the sacraments, especially reconciliation and the Eucharist and adoration of the Most Blessed Sacrament. Turn to Jesus in personal prayer. Turn to Jesus in reading the Bible. Let Him change you. Or maybe turn to Jesus by not turning to others, by complaining about them or criticizing. That's the meaning of the word conversion, to turn away from sin and turn to another direction, to the direction of Jesus. To turn away from others and their deeds, and finally to turn toward Jesus. That's all it takes, to turn your life into a good direction. And the Lord will help you to do the rest. So brothers and sisters, let us think about the ways how we can turn to Jesus during this Lent. This year we celebrate Ash Wednesday on March 6th. This is the beginning of Lenten season. At our shrine, Masses will be at 7:30 a.m., 8 a.m. and 11:30 a.m., and 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. in English, and at 10 a.m. in Polish. During the Lenten season, we'll celebrate Stations of the Cross on Fridays at 6 p.m. in Polish and at 7 p.m. in English. During this Lenten season, there will be an opportunity to attend a Lenten retreat, which will take place at our shrine retreat house on March 29 to March 31st. The retreat master will be Father Pavel Bieletsky, missionary and physician from Beirut, Lebanon. He will be here to lead us in the examination of our priorities of our daily lives and to make consecrate and practical resolution for improvement of our lives. To register, please contact the retreat house or our shrine office. On Saturday, March 23rd, Our Lady of Częstochowa Youth Group is hosting a designer bag bingo at the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa. All proceeds benefits the youth group pilgrimage to Poland. Doors open at 6 p.m. with bingo starting at 7 p.m. Tickets are $30 in advance and $35 at the door. You can also bring your own drinks and snacks and have a great time. Contact Katie Feder at 267-221-4090 for tickets, or go to oloc-bag-bingo.eventbrite.com for more information and to purchase tickets and to register. Save the date for the Be Not Afraid Family Vocation Day that will take place at the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa on Saturday, June 15th, featuring many amazing speakers, among them Leah Darrow, Pauline Fathers and Brothers, Fathers of Mercy, Archdiocese of Philadelphia, Bishop Timothy Sr., and many religious communities. Don't forget, save the date, Saturday, June 15th, Be Not Afraid, Family Vocation Day. A perpetual novena to Our Lady of Częstochowa is said each Wednesday after the 11:30 a.m. Mass. Each day following the 11:30 a.m. Mass, we have exposition and adoration of the Most Blessed Sacrament until 5 p.m. The Sacrament of Penance is available every day at 11:30 a.m. Mass and on Sunday during every scheduled Mass. Thank you for listening, the Voice of American Częstochowa. May the good Lord bless you and the Blessed Mother protect you in this coming week. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ.